Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for November 2004. This is issue number 236, and I'm the head turkey of the DX audio service, Fred Fobey. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. If you live in the United States or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX audio service, the cost of the subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and find the Join Us link on the front page. Well, it's Thanksgiving time. Let's jump down to Dallas, Texas and hear from another turkey. Here's Bill Hale with the AM Switch.
Welcome to AM Switch for the DX audio service for November 2004. First of all, call letter changes on 1110 KPOI in Kaihei, Hawaii is changed back to KAOI. 1150 WSPZ Tuscaloosa, Alabama has changed to WJRD. On 1240 KSAC Sacramento, California has picked KSQR as their new calls. 1280 WBZY Newcastle, Pennsylvania, their new calls WJST. 1400 WEZW Augusta, Maine has changed to WJZN. A new station on 1450 in Lockwood, Montana has taken KYLW as calls. They'll be on shortly with 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. KABL 1460 in Salinas, California has chosen KION for their new call letters. Also on 1460, WBAR Bartow, Florida has changed to WRMX. That makes two call changes in 3 weeks for them. 1490, a new station in Lebanon, New Hampshire, their new calls, WUVR, they'll be on with 640 watts day and night, non-directional. Also on 1490, KOGN in Ogden, Utah has changed to KYFO. Two stations in Waco, Texas have traded calls. KRZI, formerly on 1580, is now on 1660, and KRZX, formerly on 1660, those calls are now on 1580. By the way, the 1580 station is now Fox Sports, where the 1660 channel continues with ESPN. 1600 WIBF Dover, Delaware has taken WKEN for their calls, and also on 1600 KSGO in Centerville, Utah, their new calls KRRD. Three new stations to report on the air this month. First of all, a new station on 1400 in Parowan, Utah, KENT. They've got 800 watts day and night. Parowan is located on I-15 northeast of Cedar City. 1610 CHSL in Toronto, Ontario is reported to be testing. They've got Latin music and the slogan Voces Latinas. The station supplants the low-power facility which has been operating there for a couple of years. And 1620 WNRP in Gulf Breeze, Florida. Station originally started out in Atmore, Alabama, but has since moved to this Gulf Coast city. They're on the air simulcasting Country WYVT 98.7 and using the slogan Cat Country. So there's two more expanders ripe for the DXing. Stations with changed facilities, 630 WBMQ Savannah, Georgia, after operating under a special temporary authorization for about 3 years. WBMQ has found a new transmitter site but had to take a power cut. They lost their former three-tower site to zoning changes in Savannah. They now share the tower of WJLG 900 and WHGM 1400. They're 4,800 watts during the day, 47 watts at night, non-directional. KRLA Glendale, California is now on the air with 20,000 watts during the day and 3,000 watts at night from two tower sites and using two directional patterns. KRLA also has a pending application for 50,000 watts during the day, 16,000 watts at night from these two locations using two patterns. WLLL 930 in Lynchburg, Virginia is now on the air with 9,000 watts during the day and 42 watts at night, non-directional. 1150 WGBR Goldsboro, North Carolina, they're on with 5,000 watts during the day, 800 watts at night, which is a reduction in night power by 200 watts along with a slight adjustment to their day pattern. WDKN in Dixon, Tennessee on 1260 has added night service with 18 watts. That goes along with their 5,000 watts during the day, and it's all non-directional. WOOD 1300 Grand Rapids, Michigan is now on the air with 20,000 watts day and night using one pattern. 1340 WLVL Lockport, New York, For years, they've been operating with a kilowatt day and night, but during the daytime, they had to be directional. Well, now they've received authorization to go non-directional 24 hours a day. 1400 KLIN in Lincoln, Nebraska is on with 1,000 watts day and night, which is a slight power boost for them. 1460 WTKT in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is now on the air with 2,400 watts during the day, 4,200 watts at night. Using a pattern at night only, they've got a new three-tower setup. Their new night pattern is similar to the old one, aimed at 130 degrees. Canadian news to report this month, the owners of CJPR-FM Blairmore, Alberta, have applied to add a transmitter at Elkford, British Columbia, to broadcast the programming of CJPR-FM in order to serve the population of Elkford. The new station will be on 1340 kHz with 50 watts unlimited time. CKSB1 on 860 in St. Rose du Lac, Manitoba has signed off as the programming has moved to 92.9 on the FM band. CFRP 620 Forestville, Quebec has received permission to convert to FM at 100.5 MHz with 3,374 watts ERP. The standard 3-month simulcast period will continue when the FM station goes on, at which time CFRP on 620 will go silent. And finally, the CRTC has revoked the license of CJPR 1490 Blairmore, Alberta, as their FM station is now on the air. Some fines to report this month. WHB 810 Kansas City and KCTE 1510 Independence, Missouri have been fined $18,000 for operation of KCTE with modes and at hours not specified in the KCTE station authorization, and for failure to make the KCTE and WHB public inspection files available to the public. On November 14, 2002, the FCC's Kansas City office received a complaint from a private citizen living in Independence. The complainant stated that the station KCTE frequently remained on the air at night, interfering with the complainant's ability to receive adjacent channel AM stations. The complainant acknowledged speaking directly with personnel at KCTE regarding its nighttime operation, but that had failed to resolve the problem, thus the fine. WHAZ 1330 Troy, New York and its affiliated FM stations have been levied a fine of $4,000 for repeated violations regarding rules covering maintenance of station records of required monthly and weekly emergency alert system test messages. KBRN 1500 Bernie, Texas has been fined $25,000 for what the FCC terms, and I quote, willful and repeated violations of the Commission's rules involving its failure to maintain a main studio in its community of license, failure to install and maintain operational emergency alert system equipment during the hours of station operation, and failure to make available a public inspection file, end of quote. That's a pretty sum for a 250-watt day timer. But the commission also noted previous violations, including similar violations at a co-owned station, KUOL 1470, San Marcos, Texas. WQMA 1520 in Marks, Mississippi has been fined $20,000 for a multitude of issues, including the fact they had no operational emergency alert system equipment on site, operating after dark with their daytime only 250 watts, and not keeping its public files in a neat and orderly manner. WPFC 1550 Baton Rouge, Louisiana has been fined $20,000 for violations regarding the emergency alert system, antenna fencing, and public file requirements. And last but certainly not the least, Uniradio Corporation of San Diego, California has been fined $25,000 for providing program material, in this case San Diego Padres baseball games, to XEMO 860 Tijuana BCS. Everything was fine for a while, but then XEMO increased their power from 5 to 20,000 watts and moved their transmitter site, which increased the overlap interference with KRLA 870 in Glendale, California. It seems this power increase wasn't authorized under terms of a permit, which is part of the Communications Act of 1934. XEMO contends that the interference has been there for years. The interference continues, and the FCC stands by, waiting for their $25,000. And now a few final words this month. Patrick Griffith of Colorado sends word that Mexico is conducting IBOC tests on the 100 kilowatt transmitter of XEN 690 in Mexico City. The IBOC generator was reported to be installed on August 31st for several months of field testing. You may have seen this on the nightly news, but just in case you didn't, the Smokey Bear hot air balloon crashed into one of the KKOB 770 towers in Albuquerque during this year's Hot Air Balloon Festival. Three people in the gondola were safely returned to Earth by a variety of methods, during which time KKOB was off the air. Reported to be silent, WBDY 1190 Bluefield, Virginia, and WTKN 1560 Daleville, Alabama. Back on KZGX 1600 Watertown, Minnesota, with Spanish programming. We also want to thank Sean Axelrod for tidbits of news contained herein, and we hope that you and yours have a happy Thanksgiving for those of you in the U.S. Elsewhere, we just wish you good DX. We now spin the dial toward Florida's Sun Coast, as we call on John Bowker, for this month's travelogue.
Well, thanks once again, Bill Hale, and hello, everybody. Welcome to part two of the travelogue that we're doing on the 900 kilohertz Mexican Clear Channel, which in this country is really treated more as a regional channel, I know. You know, except up in Batavia, where we were for the 2004 convention, Batavia, New York, our S meters at 900 were all pegged up there on a regional channel. Well, not really. There's this Mexican Clear Channel station up in Hamilton, Ontario. Oh, boy, what a potent one that was. Well, let's move along, because we're going to continue our trek on this travelogue down the Atlantic seaboard as we enter South Carolina on the November 2004 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock, where you'll always find a special blend of the classic oldies and today's best hits. WNBFM, WGSNAM, North Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach.
And shortly after that recording was made, they changed the AM call to WNMB. I guess it made them sound a little more cohesive to the people of North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And speaking of south, let's go a little further south into the northern part of Georgia.
Long before we end.
Country hits from your favorite country stars. This is WJTH Calhoun playing the best country today. AM 900, WJTH 900 Country.
Very good. Let's continue our southern swing. We'll stay in Georgia this time and drive a couple of hours down south of Calhoun to Macon, Georgia, where they have the most awful slogan of a station I've ever heard. What do you think?
At our studio, 66 degrees under clear skies with humidity at about 94%. Wind is calm. The barometer is 29.93. It's 8 o'clock.
The station that's taken Macon, WBML, Macon, Georgia.
By Miss Barbara Cox.
Sort of feeling kind of restless. Is it time to head on home?
Well, you may not agree, but I'm not sure I'd want to go home to a place where I get shook by a radio station. Well, all righty, let's go out to the shore of Georgia. Nice, calm, peaceful Savannah.
That's the roof is up there somewhere. Breakfast with Burl, WEAS, Savannah. Be back tomorrow morning, beginning at 5.
This is Savannah's family station. It's time now for the Evangelistic Hour with Brother C.M. Butler. It's 9 o'clock.
Linda and I passed through town in 1999 and picked up this recording at 900 in Savannah.
WJLG Savannah, a Cumulus station, is AM 900, the light.
Oh, and I should tell you, that was recorded by Ron Gitchire. And Ron, we finally got one of your best recordings, so thanks very much. We've played so many of the others that you've had to struggle for. And now from the Savannah River down across the St. Mary's River into the Sunshine State, which, by the way, it certainly is after a rather rough autumn, I must admit. But we're going down to Lake Okeechobee, and on the south rim of Lake Okeechobee is the city of Belglade. And as you drive down toward Belglade, you pass miles and miles of sugarcane fields. So, logically, their slogan is Sugar 900. And as we move over to the western side of the state of Florida and follow I-75 north about an hour from Tampa, we come to the city of Ocala.
You're listening to ESPN Radio.
Nobody talks a better game than us. This is 1230 WGGG Gainesville and 900 WMOB Ocala. The game.
Y'all ready for this?
Davis, U.S. Tennis Open today, women's quarterfinal.
Well, as we leave the Sunshine State on I-10 going out west along the Panhandle, first of all, we try to cross the I-10 bridge that was ripped up by Hurricane Jean, but then we come to the big port of Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
L-O-A-N-W-G-O-K.
And now as we continue our travels north through the great state of Alabama, we come to a city that Linda and I have visited many times, but if it weren't for Ernie Holt in 1992 and Dale Hamm in 1995, we wouldn't have this station on tape.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. It's our prayer. Have a good day and pass it on. I'm Pat Williams, and this is Birmingham Best Variety of Hits and Dusties, the all-new stereo sound in town, a service of Birmingham Ebony Broadcasting Incorporated. Correct WATV radio time is now 8 a.m.
This is WATV Radio 900, Birmingham.
And yes, it just begun.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Bill Deal.
I was glad to learn recently that the big statue of Vulcan up on the hill in Birmingham has been reinstated, and that's good. Now, we come up into Tennessee. A couple of hours east of Nashville is Knoxville.
You're listening to number one, WKXV, Knoxville, Tennessee.
You know, we got a bunch of recordings of that station. Steve Francis lives in Alcoa, which is sort of a twin city to Knoxville, I guess. And Josh Owens was over that way not too long ago. And Dale Hamm and Linda and I have been through there. My God, we have. Here's another sample.
Good evening and welcome to the WKXV Gospel Jubilee. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next 5 hours for the very best in Southern gospel music.
And then at other times,
the very best religious programming and Southern gospel music. WKXV AM 900 Knoxville.
And I can see that Josh Owens went along I-40 from Knoxville over toward Nashville, and partway in between is the city of Lebanon.
News on WANT WCOR Lebanon is brought to you by Lynch Tree and Stump Removal.
The Windy City is a party city. Good morning, I'm Richard Davies. The Democrats are in Chicago for their convention, partying and politicking this week.
And then over at the western tip of Kentucky is this 1,000-watt voice at 900 on the dial.
Music from the cathedrals, Jesus Has Risen. This is WWLK here in Edible, Kentucky. Coming up next, here's more music going out to Mr. Billy Ray Stone. This is The Hoppers with Lord, Don't Move That Mountain.
And clear over to the eastern border of Kentucky, hundreds of miles away from Eddyville, is Pikeville, right almost on the Virginia border.
While she waits for me.
You're listening to AM 900, WLSI, Pikeville, Kentucky.
It's time now for community announcements on AM 900 WLSI.
All right now, it's 1988, and we're in Canton, Ohio.
And Country 9, NYN.
And we go back to Canton in 1985.
Christian teaching and information stations. We're WTOF and WTOF-FM, Canton, Akron.
UPI Radio News. Good morning, I'm Diane Burr.
And then in 2002, Clark Ingram was kinda near Canton.
Christian Radio for Northeast Ohio, 900 AM, WCER Canton.
And to wrap this one up, Linda and I left the Batavia Convention on Sunday afternoon so we could get over to Canton that evening to pick up this ID.
Catholic Radio for Northeast Ohio.
Catholic Radio for Northeast Ohio.
You're listening to WILB Canton.
WILB Canton.
Living Bread Radio.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
That's a 500-watt station in Canton. And as you go over to the northwest portion of Ohio, you come to another 500-watter. We can do a little better than that. Clark Ingram was in Fremont recently.
Hi, this is Bridget Zooks. I host WFRO at night. Tune in to hear your latest news, sports, and weather, plus all of your contemporary favorites. So don't forget to listen to me Monday through Thursdays and Joe Bowen on Fridays from 6 to midnight, only on AM 9, FM 99, WFRO Fremont.
And we're going to wrap up this month's installment of the Travelogue by taking you on a drive up I-75, something a little less than an hour south of the Mackinac Bridge up in northern Michigan.
That means you're going to listen to the news and you're not going to turn over and listen to Rush Limburger or somebody like that. More to come with our guest, Dr. Beth Hedva, on the People's Radio Network.
Take a tour through Michigan every Sunday morning at 9 during Michigan Monkevich Weekend, only here on AM 900 WSNQ Gaylord.
Around the clock, this is UPI News. President Clinton is in Des Moines, Iowa, for another look at the Midwest flooding.
Well, that's what we've got for you for today on the Travelogue. You know, we have so many stations at 900 on the dial you haven't heard yet from us that I don't know if we're going to get them all in the next installment or not. That next installment is going to come in January, because next month in December, we're going to play a little catch-up on the Travelogue. Recordings of IDs that have come in on frequencies we've already passed. So I just thought we ought to catch up a little bit as best we can. And I don't want to delay any longer because Mark is back. Mark?
Thank you, John. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Back at the Utah Desert Beverage Site. We've just completed a series of short experiments over the weekend, and I wanted to share them with you while they're timely. First, measurements on two frequencies at 1 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on October 8th. We connect and disconnect the termination on the wire to prove that the antenna can be made to be one-directional or bidirectional. First, it becomes an east-west wire, and then an east-only. While we actually stayed in each mode for 2 minutes, we're not going to drag you through that, so we'll edit each direction down to 15 seconds using a bleep to show the edit. First, 720. Again, the switches begin every 15 seconds, and you can time them from the start of the newscast. Let's see how it handles, first of all, signals coming in from the west.
Located in the Plaza Hotel at the entrance to the Fremont Street Experience, you're listening to KDWN Las Vegas. I'm Don Belmont. They're undecided, and therein lies their power. 100 voters who haven't yet made up their minds are submitting questions for tonight's second Bush-Kerry debate in St. Louis. She was issued khaki-colored trousers, a button-down shirt, and black steel-toed boots. The Dow is down.
Kenneth Bigley in exchange of messages with his captors. These are the
Newscast program on AM 720 CEWN. And now here's Bob.
How are you, sir?
I'm excellent. Yourself, sir?
Well, we're here every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. on A Layman's Guide to the Law. This is Bob Massey.
More responsible, requiring them before a case, a malpractice case, gets presented, have the case reviewed by independent experts to determine if the case is serious, meritorious before it can be filed. Hold the lawyers responsible, certify, and hold the lawyer financially responsible if they don't do that. If you vote on these questions that the limits this, you are basically saying that doctors, because they happen to be the ones to go to school, MD, as opposed to a teamster, as opposed to and the doctor goes in and does a complete hysterectomy. Guess what? No cancer.
And that's 720, not much coming from the east on 720. The same is true on 780, where KKOH in Reno is the dominant station this time of day. Here's the same test on 780.
In 25 days, vote 2004, presented by Michael Hull Honda Subaru and Michael Hull Motor Company on News Talk 780.
KKOH Reno.
Preston, debate number two tonight in St. Louis. Serving her term today at Alderson, West Virginia prison facility. You're listening to ABC News.
If you spend up to one-third of your life in bed, shouldn't you make it as comfortable as possible? Get most people spend night after night tossing and turning.
About it. The association announced the first ever industry-wide code of conduct for responsible gaming a year ago.
Gusts up to 40 miles an hour has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a lake wind advisory for Lake Tahoe and Pyramid Lake. Lots of clouds later on.
Well, you get the idea. The terminated mode makes the antenna point east and wipes out the signal from the west. And the unterminated mode accepts both directions. Although there really wasn't much there from the east, they are, after all, a long way away, and it is midday in October, and we're not quite at the winter DX season. These tests do show that you can literally switch sensitivity directions on the wire. And I bring this up because it's a singular characteristic of a true beverage, an antenna that has a certain minimum length in relation to the frequencies captured, and it acts as what is called a wave antenna. This characteristic and others set the true beverage antenna well apart from what some call bogs or beverages on the ground. A true beverage antenna will be well over 1,000 feet for use in the medium wave band. Well, next, a couple of sample frequencies taken first at midday on October 8th and then mid-evening on the 10th. Let's see how SkyWave makes a difference.
First farm on the right, the real problem between them.
8:30 in the afternoon, the Casper station and WCCO. Casper's is a lot closer, but the antenna's rejecting it because it's coming in from the side. Here's the night signal on 8:30.
It's really a Sunday night, but we'll give these guys a flyer. It's 922 WCCO Sports Sunday. Eric Nelson with you.
Now a day-night comparison at the top end of the band.
4:30 on the Friday Live Home Action Show, your KLNG AM 1560.
KLNG is 1,000 watts in Council Bluffs, Iowa, about 750 miles away. Not bad. Daytime. At night, the big gun is in Aberdeen, South Dakota, but it, too, is off the axis of the antenna.
That's FireWire.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your station for talk of the town. All-American News Talk 1560, KAA Aberdeen.
ABC News. Joan Bennett. When will U.S. troops start coming home from Iraq?
I don't see.
Now an IBOC sample. Lately on the NRC list, folks have been asking for samples so they know what the IBOC hash sounds like. Here's 840 daytime, covered by KOA's IBOC signal on 850. Then you'll hear the same frequency at night after the IBOC has been shut down. And we'll leave you to draw your own conclusions from that sample. Denver is 300 miles away. During our desert beverage tests, we worry about static electricity and what the wind can build up when it's blowing against a long wire in such dry conditions. Here's the telltale sign of static buildup, which actually can present itself as extremely high voltages. If we weren't dissipating that buildup, it would easily blow out the front end of our radios. Here's that telltale sign, and if you don't have a static drain on your wire, unplug your radios as soon as you hear this start. Next, a taste of the signal-gathering capability of the beverage. Here are a few samples as recorded Sunday night, October 10th.
I got to go to break, and that's a part of it. Right here on the home of the Reds. Not home of the Reds. They're done. This is, see, you're getting the run of doing that stuff. This is the home of the best signal coverage. You got them up there now. And all the rest of them, too. 700, W. Bell.
The Bengals and Browns.
Yeah.
Get it on next Sunday. On the home of the best Bengals coverage, 700 WLW.
It's 24 before 9. It's Sunday night with Gary Lee Wright on WGN Radio.
KDNN, AM 660, Window Rock, Hopi Mesa.
KTNN, Native Broadcast Enterprises on AM 660 in Window Rock, Arizona.
News Talk 1520 KOKC, Oklahoma City.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of News Talk 1520 KOKC.
This is the International Gospel Hour.
Here's Independent Rock Institute of Greetings. And we have Bobby Scott. I'm here with you. I'm at the tone.
Did you notice what an amazing difference in quality you heard on some stations? The clarity has taken a nosedive recently, particularly on the stations owned by Clear Channel. These stations are limiting their audio response to 5 kilohertz in order to cause less interference to adjacent channel operations. Is this a good thing, or will it add to the many problems AM radio is suffering? You be the judge. Well, that KYW capture was nice, but not to rest on that, here are a couple that are even more fun. First, and this is stretching slightly because we didn't get an ID, here's the radio on 750 at around 9 p.m. on October 10th. No ID, but Air America is a clue.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
There's only one station on the current Air America roster on 750. That's WWKK in Petoskey, Michigan, about 1,400 miles. And if this is WWKK, even on day power, they're only a kilowatt. Well, we're not sure whether KFAN 1130 Minneapolis has finished its antenna rebuild work, but this signal is a lot more than we'd hoped for, according to the NRC Night Pattern Book.
Right here. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is CBS Radio Sports in Westwood One, your home for Sunday night football.
This is the flagship station for Minnesota Vikings football.
Ravens get it back, first and 10. They lead it 17-10. They've got it inside their own 10 at the 8-yard line.
Next, the distance record for the night, a bit over 2,000 airline miles.
We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. David Essel is my guest. His book, Slow Down, the fastest way to get everything you want. We'll be right back.
The Jordan Rich Show. So just listen. Call and contribute. 617-254-1030. WBZ News Radio 1030. Every day. Homeowners need to refinance, but fast credit problems, slow payments, a bankruptcy or foreclosure are in the way. Catch up on payments. Combine your first and second mortgage. Take care of those bills. Call Optimal Mortgage and take advantage of our Fresh Start program with a brand new fixed rate of 5%. Virtually half free. No problem.
And finally, the reception that helped Fred Volpe get over his flu this weekend. Our beloved WNRC was up over the weekend with Morse code ID and tone. The experiment was established to see whether we could copy that flea power from Lima. Several other folks had much the same luck as we did, but I dare say our beverage was probably a good deal farther away. And it worked, thanks to the power of the wave antenna. Here's what we heard in the desert in eastern Utah at 7:20 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Sunday, October 10th. And there you have it, as up-to-date as we can make our nefarious machinations. This is Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We're almost at the end of another year, and that means another air check from the 1970s from the WSM transmitter site. We'll bring you those recordings in 30 days. Until then, good listening, DXers.
This is the DX Audio Service.
Radio Stern ambush upsets FCC bigwig by Don Kaplan of the New York Post. FCC Chairman Michael Powell showed some discomfort on Tuesday when a caller on a news radio show he was appearing on turned out to be Howard Stern. Powell's press secretary was visibly upset, too, after the confrontation ended. San Francisco's KGO news radio host Ron Owen told Stern Wednesday on a call into Stern's show. When Tuesday's KGO show was over, Owen explained to Powell's staff that there was no way that he would have been able to turn down a chance to put Stern on the radio with Powell. Powell was appearing on Owen's show when an unannounced Stern called in and accused him of getting his job through nepotism. Powell's father is Secretary of State Colin Powell. The Secretary of State Wednesday spoke out to defend his son. I have to point out that my son, Michael, whom I'm enormously proud of, has become a commissioner of the FCC long before I came Secretary of State, Powell said during an appearance on CNBC. And for all I know, he might have had some influence in getting me to become Secretary of State, but this is all so much nonsense. Stern, who had been told by a friend that Powell was going to be appearing on Owen's show, called in on his own. KGO officials insisted that they had not alerted Stern about Powell's appearance. Stern has been trying to talk to Powell without success for years, he told listeners on Wednesday. Owen's show actually airs opposite of his own in San Francisco. Powell's face showed some discomfort, Owen said, when he was suddenly confronted by Stern in what turned out to be 15 highly contentious minutes of talk radio.
Bloom despair.
an agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Doom, despair, and agony on me.
We have two CPC tests to report on this edition of the DX Audio Service from 990 in Philadelphia and 560 in Philadelphia. And from their chief engineer, he writes, "Personally, I'd like to schedule a DX test for WNTP, XWZZD, XWIBG on 990 kilohertz. It will be Friday night, Saturday morning, December the 11th, 2004. I'd like to conduct this test in two phases from 0001 a.m. to 0030 a.m. using the directional daytime system, 50 kilowatts day, and secondly, from 0031 to 1 o'clock in the morning, the emergency non-directional antenna at 5 kilowatts. Additionally, he plans to shut down the transmitter from 1 o'clock to 1:30 to allow DXers in the region to listen to other stations on 990. And then the other test on WFIL will be 560 kilohertz, and it will take place on Friday night, Saturday morning, January 8th, 2005. And this test will be conducted just about like the WNTP test, from 0001 in the morning until 0030 using the daytime directional system of 5 kilowatts, and at 0031 to 0100 using the emergency non-directional antenna of 2.5 kilowatts. Once again, he'll shut down WFIL from 1 o'clock until 1:30 to allow DXers in the region to listen to other stations on 560. So two great tests there from Reno Tetro, I believe his name is, who is the chief engineer of WFIL and also WNTP in Philadelphia. It's getting pretty close to the holiday season, so I thought I'd tell you a little story called The Little Cabin Near Pulaski, New York. Once upon a time in upstate New York, there was a little cabin. It was owned by a man who went by the name of Crazy Ken. Nobody knew the reason the locals called him Crazy Ken. Was it because he was a DXer and stayed up late at night listening for weak radio signals? Or was it because of all the books and tapes that Ken had on shelves, boxes, and in the closet? Well, both, but having all that stuff piled to the ceiling didn't help. You see, every time Ken reached for his newspaper, some NRC logs piled up next to him would fall over. When he opened his closet, the night pattern books would fall out of the top and usually whack him right on the head. It seemed that everywhere he went in his small cabin, there was something laying there with NRC printed on it. Suddenly, Ken had an idea. Well, even ideas have a way of knocking over piles of books. As Ken walked into the kitchen to get a drink of water, he thought, you know, if I give members a deal, they might buy some more books. Ken, watch out for those antenna reference manuals in the cupboard. After thinking about this for a few hours, going to the Grange and then coming home, Ken, watch out for those cassettes. Ken came to the conclusion. Ken said, if a DX Audio Service member signs up a new member to the DX Audio Service, we'll give them 2 months added to their membership. Or they can get three DX dollars worth $3 off any purchase from the Publication Center, totaling more than $12. It's good for subscriptions, books, tapes, and even memberships for friends. This will clean my cabin out, he said, and help members too. So this holiday season, if you would like to give a gift to someone you care about and keep Ken from getting hit on the head, give a gift of the DX Audio Service. Contact Fred Volby for more details.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Phil Wayne. On side two of the DX Audio Service, we'll have a market scope of Columbia, South Carolina. So flip over your tape for more of the DX Audio Service.